I don't know. I just think we need to sex it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Just make it a bit more breathy. I can do that like... Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Okay, that's perfect.
Thanks. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle? Knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Carol.
And I'm Anna.
This is episode 3. Bedtime games and mini bar finds.
Want a weekly dose of laughs? Subscribe to the Sticky Pickles podcast.
Okay, Anna, tell me what you got. Tell me about bedtime games.
So this week, you need to meet Janice.
Janice.
She's been dating Fred for not long, 6 months, and they're totally in the honeymoon period. You know, do you remember what it's like, girl?
Yeah, non-stop writing.
Writing, was that?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, yeah, me too. They spend every minute together and they've got little time for anyone or anything else. I remember those days. I like them.
I know, but you're poor friends, right?
Yeah, that is sad about friends. They kind of...
Go by the wayside.
Yeah, they do for a bit, which is a bit sad. But Janice and Fred are happy. But there's an issue.
Okay.
So Janice isn't getting all her boxes ticked in the bedroom, as it were.
Carol. How many boxes does she have?
Well... Everything's very, very functional. So bit of foreplay, missionary, lights out.
Oh, right. Okay. It's like almost like a little tick list. It's like step one, step two, step three, home run.
Yes, exactly. And nothing changes.
Yeah. Welcome to marriage.
Well, if you can't even be bothered, Carol. One morning she plucks up the courage to talk to Fred about this, which is good. I'm all about communication, Carol. It's a good idea. Yeah,
chit-chats.
Exactly. So he says he's inexperienced in the bedroom, but he really, really wants to make her happy. So he asks for some guidance.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Janice gives him some top tips, you know, the stuff she likes.
Do you know what? Okay. How old is she again?
She's in her 20s, late 20s.
I think in my 20s, I would have had a heck of a time telling a guy what I liked in bed.
I think I'd have been too shy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Well, Janice is a modern woman.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s a while ago.
Me too, sadly. what to do with, well, like what she likes, where to put bits of his body, you know the stuff.
Poke me here, lick me there. Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. So that evening, they hop into bed and Fred tries out some of the new moves that Janice has told him. It's so much better than it was. And Janice finally goes to sleep feeling satisfied.
Okay. So she's thinking this, I've done a great thing here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's thinking, well done. Yeah. So as Fred and Janice are making their bangers and bacon for breakfast in the morning, Janice remarks on how the previous night's activities had gone really well. So, you know, positive reinforcement. That's good. Well done, Fred.
Here's a cookie.
Yes, exactly. Here's your reward.
Perform again tonight and you don't know what you might get.
Exactly. Fred, ever willing to please, asks if there's anything else he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Janice confesses that she's partial to a little bit of dirty talk. Whispering in the ear, you know, that kind of thing, Carol.
Uh-huh.
How is this for you? Do you mind being, you know, with your prudy?
I'm a huge prude. No, you know, if you're in the right space, headspace, and the right with the right person, it could be great. Yeah. The wrong person doing it, though, like, say, for example, I was at Dunkin' Donuts and someone just leaned over and whispered something dirty in my ear. I would not find that. I would be extremely prudish there. I'd probably punch him in the face.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place. But this seems like an appropriate time and place to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Fred's like, I'm on it. So that evening, he tries out a bit of the dirty talk. Ooh. Janice loves it.
Okay.
And another satisfied night is had by all.
Okay, night two. Tick, so, tick, tick.
It's all going so well. However.
I sense it's like a roller coaster going up and up and up. And we peak.
So about a week later, they're back in bed. They're getting down to business. Fred starts his dirty talk.
Okay.
All's going well. But then he starts singing.
Oh, no.
His dirty talk. It's actually sort of more like a rap.
Oh, my God.
In fact, although the words have been changed, Janice is convinced that he's rapping his dirty talk along to the tune of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So he took his dirty talk and made it rhyme.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't remember the words.
I could do the whole thing for you.
Could
if you? Wanted.
Can you do it?
But the problem is, because however much Janice has been pulled out of the lovemaking mood, it seems to be getting Fred very excited.
Okay. Well, wait, so she doesn't like the songs. She doesn't like the...
Well, I mean, I watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when I was a teenager. I don't really need to be reminded of Will Smith in his teenagehood.
But is he just singing the words, or has he reappropriated sex words to the tune?
Yes, sex words to the tune. He's changed the tune. He's changed the words.
I'm thinking it might give them a rhythm.
Yeah, but I think I'd be too busy thinking about what tune's he doing this week.
You know?
Maybe what you should do is, now you know how the tune goes to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, if you could just reappropriate, put some sex words over that, some dirty talk, and then we'll put that at the end of the episode.
Okay, I'll try and do that.
Okay, leave it fantastic. To me. So then the next morning, they're back prepping their breakfast, and this time it's Fred giving the feedback.
Oh, they sound very organized, you know, like, okay, it's meeting time. It's our stand-up, our regular morning stand-up. Yes. What did you think of last night?
He tells Janice that last night was the best night he's ever had with her, with anyone.
He had Fresh Prince on his shoulder, didn't he?
Exactly. But it makes Janice cringe and is completely off-putting. So what should she do, Carole?
There's quite an impasse here. So both of them were kind of, hey, we don't really, the sex life isn't going well. She made recommendations.
Yeah.
He acquiesced, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I'll do this and I'll touch you and I'll be there and do all that stuff like you asked. Yeah. And I'll talk dirty to you.
Yeah.
And all he's trying to do is add in a bit of stuff.
A
bit of spice that gets him off, that helps him. And, you know, he's creative, obviously.
I just think if I was Janice, I'd be thinking, where's he taking it next? I mean, I'd be quite interested to see what tune he's doing next time.
Exactly. Okay, I have the solution for them. I actually have the solution for them.
Okay.
Because they're such planners and they keep having meetings about their sex life and they're working on it.
Yep.
Why don't they assign song night to one night a week? Right? Wednesday is tune night and they both have to come up with some dirty lyrics to some song and entertain each other for Fred's pleasure.
Would you be into that? I don't think it wouldn't be something for me.
You wouldn't do it? Like what? You wouldn't do it? Like every other night, you get what you want.
It depends. If it was something really... So if it was something that was like, oh, go on then. But if it was something really off-putting, I think no.
Okay, let me give you a scenario, Anna. Okay, you get to choose who your partner is between these two gentlemen. One likes to dirty rap at you, okay, during the dirty. The other likes to put on diapers.
Neither.
Okay, so no, these are the two choices. Is there one that you're more comfortable with on a Wednesday night?
Well, there is one I'm more comfortable with, Carole, but I don't know if it's an either or. I mean, maybe I could go for option C.
All I'm saying is right now what we're saying is the rapping is less bad, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, I hadn't given you my answer. But that was the answer.
Okay, let's have another one. What? Okay, so he likes to dirty rap, or the guy likes to get into water sports.
Oh.
Or the guy wants to give you a pearl necklace every Wednesday.
Now you're talking, Carole. Now you're talking.
No, I knew it. I knew it.
Your turn, Carole. Tell me about mini bar finds.
Anna, do you have a coffee with you?
I don't.
Do you have any drink?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to make sure you keep some for when I ask you to, you know, take a sip, right?
Ooh,
because my goal, of course, is to make you spew with laughter. And
ruin
I may fail. I may fail, right? So I'm hoping everyone out there wishes me luck. Okay, so I would like you to meet Jane. Jane works in hotel management. In fact, she runs a small boutique hotel in a smart and trendy town.
Nice.
Yeah. She loves her little la-di-da lifestyle, right? Like the frothy coffees, the weekly Pilates, the goth sessions with her besties, right? She secretly even longs to own her very own miniature poodle that she can dress up in like cutesy bootsy little outfits.
Who doesn't?
Would you do that, do you think?
No.
What do you think of pets and threads?
I don't really see the point. But yeah. then I do probably over-accessorize my son. So it's the same sort of thing.
I know. I don't think it's hurting anyone. Some people feel very, very strongly. I once put a hat on a dog. My dog got very like, he was like, why? Don't do that to the dog. Like he had, you know, he didn't seem to be bothered anyway. Anyway, yeah. So I don't have really a view either way.
No, like, interesting.
If it's your thing, go for it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you might want to put her in a box thinking all this stuff about her with the la-di-da and all the stuff, right? But
yeah.
She's got a pretty hard job. It demands that she's on the ball. I mean, she's the one who has to deal with the moody chef, for instance, right? And like if he throws a big straw, she's then slaving over the stove. Or she has to manage all the guest complaints, the cleaning room rota, deliveries, all the stuff. It's kind of hard. Like, it's a big job, actually, because you have to also be nice to people when you're doing all that, don't you?
Yeah. So she's got to get her hands dirty as well. She's not afraid to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And she takes pride. I mean, you know, she's a busy lady. She takes her job seriously because she likes her frou-frou lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? It's easy. So, how's your coffee? Or how's your drink there?
Well, I haven't got it in my mouth at the moment, should
I? Okay, I'll let you know. Just so when she makes sure that it's, you know, ready, charged. Okay, so there was Jane on a very normal day, and it's about 1 p.m. The final rooms are being prepped for the guests, right? She's expecting a full house, and she's expecting them to start storming through the door any time because check-in's at 2 o'clock, and things are looking pretty ship-shape, right? Mm-hmm. And Ben... Ben approaches the desk asking to speak with Jane. Mm-hmm. Ben is one of the cleaners at the hotel.
Right.
And Jane's about to say, like, look, dude, not now. It's almost go time. But Jane looks up and sees his face. And it looks, shall we say serious. And Jane sees that Ben is holding a bag.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm nervous.
I'm
scared.
Don't be scared, Anna. Don't be scared. It's just me.
I'm bracing myself. Okay. Yep. He's holding a bag. Yep.
And his question to Jane is, I need to know what to do with this.
Ooh.
Over to you, Anna.
Ooh.
Over to you, Anna. So this is your first dilemma, your first right, drama. Okay. So you put yourself in Jane's shoes. Right?
Yep. I've got my dog. Aspirations of my dog. I think I'd dye the hair of the poodle as Jane. Okay, so I'm there. I'm at the desk. I'm feeling stressed because I've got the guests are incoming. Ben's there with his bag.
Yeah. It's a plastic bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'd need to find out what it is. What's in it, Ben?
Smart. Ask Ben. He goes, nope, you're going to have to look at it.
Well, I mean, I'd obviously look straight away because it sounds exciting.
In the hotel lobby at the front desk, or would you ask to go into your office?
Good point. I would say go into my office because I am a professional woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ben says, no way, I'm not coming in with you.
Ooh.
Here it is. He gives you the bag.
I would then take it into the office.
And on your own?
Yes.
Would you? Oh, I don't think I would.
Well, I don't know what it is.
I know, but that's exactly why my imagination would go crazy, and I would be like, someone has to come with me and witness whatever this is, because who knows?
I'm thinking it's a, I don't know. I mean, how bad?
Yeah, what do you think it is? What do you think it is? I'll give you three guesses.
I think it's a poo.
It's not a poo.
A severed head.
It's not a severed head.
A dead rodent.
Not a dead rodent.
Okay.
You've got a dark mind and you're not immensely far off.
Hey, I've seen a lot in my time as a hotel manager. And let me tell you, these things have happened before. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so you're in your office on your own with the bag.
Yep.
Ben stands at the desk. You go into the office and you're about to open it.
Yep.
Okay, please fill your mouth with water.
I'm scared.
Fill your mouth with water,
okay,
please.
I'll...
And don't look at your equipment. Okay? Mm-hmm. You open the bag, and inside, you see... And the bag's cold. The bag's cold. The bag's bit cold. It is a severed horse cock.
I wasn't far off.
That was in the bar fridge.
In the fridge?
In the fridge.
Okay, I have questions.
I don't know how much I can answer.
How does Jane know it's a horse?
It's quite large.
Right, okay.
And I'm assuming, I mean, what would you think it is? An elephant? Like
a donkey?
Like, I mean, I suppose, yeah, hey, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, she's not a vet as well.
That's true.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
So maybe she just assumes.
Some kind of large animal.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't tattooed, like saying horse penis.
This belongs. Yeah. What would I do?
My first question was whether or not it was taxidermied.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right? How long ago was it severed?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So these are the things I don't think Jane knew. I don't think I would know. Right. But who do you... So, okay. So now you've got this horse penis, right? The schlong.
Yep.
What do you do with it? Right. Do you just throw it in a bin? Is that even legal? Do you call...
You'd have to call...
Cops?
Yeah. The non-emergency service.
You call 111.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You call 111. Is it 111
here? I don't know. I should find that out. Not 999.
Not 999.
I'd call the non-emergency service and I'd say, I work in a hotel.
I tweet, I think.
Tweet the picture. I didn't Instagram it. I didn't Instagram it.
Guess what we found in our hotel fridge, room 19.
I don't know if that would be good for the hotel's PR. I mean,
I don't know.
Who wants to stay in a horse hotel?
It depends how boutique and trendy it is, right? Mm. Because if that would be a good story that I would put into the book of the hotel, I have all the strange stories that happened in the hotel over the years. You know, maybe you want to get it taxidermied and put it in Pride of Place. Maybe that could be the room where great things happen.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
My number one thing as Jane would be I'd want to go into the room and check that there was no horse in the room.
Smart. You'd think Ben would have told you that, but you know he didn't talk very much. But
exactly, Ben was a bit shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's
okay,
not
so,
as cool as you, Jane. Right?
Yeah,
Jane
exactly.
had it. She was like, "Oh, here another horse schlong."
Yeah, I've seen a few of them in my time.
Do you know my mother-in-law once stayed in a hotel? Right, she was like a B&B or whatever, and she got to the room and whatever, and she's staying there for a few days, and she's just getting the bed ready, and she lifts the pillow, and there's a nightie underneath the pillow.
There's a what?
A nightie, someone else's nightgown under the pillow of her prepared room.
Ooh, that's not good.
So they didn't change the sheets.
Oh,
always
dear.
Check under the pillows.
Yes, that's
hot
disgusting.
Tip. It's so disgusting.
Well, one of our mutual friends has reliably informed me never should you drink from a kettle in a hotel room.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because people piss in it, apparently. And now I have questioned why you'd bother. Especially when, you know, how many hotels aren't en suite these days. But, he said something to be aware of. Be careful. Be careful of the bedspreads as well, because they're not washed every time.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. Someone told me once to get the, what are they called? The luminescent.
Oh, no, you don't.
Ultraviolet. Oh, no. I got one for a friend because she has problems with scorpions at her house, right? And that's they have luminescence in them, so you can actually see them everywhere.
Oh, wow.
It's really amazing, yeah.
Top tip. Well, and
that shows up other human
interesting things.
Marks. So it's very good for hoteliers, right?
Interesting.
Because you can kind of see if anything needs to be dry cleaned if you care for your guests. So there you go. Lots of hot tips, lots of laughs. You almost spewed.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, about an 8 out of 10 on the spew scale, I'd say.
I'm very controlled, so I managed to hold it in. But, So there you go.
We really, really hope you enjoyed the show.
We would love it if you could share your reactions to these stories.
You can find us on Instagram. Sticky Pickles Pod is the name. Or you can find us on Twitter at Sticky Pickles.
If you need anything else, you can find us on stickypickles.com.
And if we made you smile, you know what to do. Leave us a review.
See you next week. This podcast was created, hosted, and produced by Anna Brading and Carole Terrio.
Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.